All right. I know it's been a little bit difficult during the pandemic, but I like to laugh. And this is something that we've always tried to bring to the show. When Chris Creston was working as the producer, he's gone on to do executive production. And then Danny Stover's now the producer. We always focused on, you know, some lightness in along with the heavy stories. And I thought that this caught my attention here. You know, we can debate all day about the fact that political correctness and cancel culture is getting out of hand. And I think a lot of people that listen would agree. But I love the fact that legendary Monty Python actor John Cleese is set to release a story on cancel culture. He says, I've never been shy about my feelings on cancel culture, and he thinks it misunderstands the main purpose of life, which is to have fun. Everything humorous is critical, he said. If you have someone who is perfectly kind and intelligent and flexible, who always behaves appropriately, they're not funny. The problem with political correctness is that comedians have to set the bar according to what we are told by the most touchy, most emotionally unstable and fragile and least stoic people in the country. So he is aiming to change that. He is going to be starting to film a show called Cancel Me, which will air on UK's Channel 4. But you know it's going to air on a streamer because we love those British shows. And it will aim to answer the question why a new woke generation is trying to rewrite the rules on what can and can't be said. And he had a little bit to say about the dangers of political correctness. I think we have a clip, Loretta.
That's it, isn't it?
Loretta.
Yes, that's it.
This is the wrong clip. The clip is about the danger of political correctness.
The trouble with the PC people is they tend to be very literal-minded. And literal-minded people focus on words, whereas the thing that gives words meaning is their context. So if people are joshing and being sort of jokey with each other, but being slightly rude in a teasing way, that's totally positive and people enjoy it. It's like sometimes with my wife, it's like a little fencing match. She makes one remark, I make another, and then if one of us gets a good hit, we both laugh because it's a game. Now, a PC person watching that would think it was an unhappy marriage. But affectionate teasing is a bonding mechanism. And what happens in a happy family, people tease each other all the time and have a good giggle about each other, in which everyone joins. But the point is, it's affectionate teasing. What is horrible is nasty teasing. There are some nasty jokes out there of a racial nature, and we shouldn't make those. But to suggest that we shouldn't make any jokes at all because they're critical and they destroy people's lives is a load of old rubbish.
I agree with him. I've always said you have to look at the intent. And sometimes, you know, Rob and I would start teasing each other on the air. And a couple of times, it was just at the very beginning when after Chris had left and Rob came back to the show, somebody said, boy, you don't like Rob very much. I'm like, are you kidding me? I love Rob. Rob and I have an understanding and Rob and I like to mess around with each other. We like to make each other laugh. But I was thinking about the Monty Python sketches that just wouldn't fly right now. And one of the things that came to my mind was the Ministry of Silly Walks. I have a clip, but I'm not going to play it yet, Loretta. The reason why I say this is the Ministry of Silly Walks, I watched again last night. It would not fly with some people today because I think the comedy would be lost. Because people do not, especially some of the younger generation, don't understand the comedy. They grew up in a place where you mustn't laugh at anything, otherwise you're mean. So they would not see it for what it is. It's satire, the Ministry of Silly Walks. It's satire about frivolous government spending. But they would misinterpret it as making fun of people with an obvious physical disability because they would judge it, I believe, based on the first 1 minute and 14 seconds of the sketch, which it's so long. It's almost excruciatingly long, but it is hilarious. Features John Cleese walking across the street, walking down the street, walking into his office in an exaggerated, herky-jerky array of movements to a chorus of what? People laughing in the background at him. And they are laughing at him because he is doing it in a way that is incredibly serious. It's a brilliant sketch, and it's meant to make people question an important topic through humor. Nothing about it is mean-spirited, but here is John Cleese, the minister of Silly Walks, with someone who is applying for a Silly Walk grant in the office.
That's it, is it?
Yes, that's it, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not particularly silly, is it? I mean, the right leg isn't silly at all, and the left leg merely does a forward aerial half turn every alternate step.
Yes, but I think with government backing, I could make it very silly.
Mr. Pewdie, the very real problem is one of money. I'm afraid that the Ministry of Silly Walks is no longer getting the kind of support that it needs. You see, there's defence, social security, health, housing, education, Silly Walks. They're all supposed to be excellent, but last year, the government spent less on the Ministry of Silly Walks than it did on national defence. Now, we get 348 million pounds a year, which is supposed to be spent on all our available products.
Obviously, he's walking around the office as he's talking to the person applying for a grant, doing his silly walk. It's brilliant comedy. It's physical comedy, but it's also satire. And I think it's so well done. So I don't think anybody would be more suited to investigate the cancel culture that's going on right now when it comes to comedy other than the legendary John Cleese. It's called Cancel Me. It'll air on UK's Channel 4. And John Cleese is seeking to answer the question why a new woke generation is trying to rewrite the rules on what can and can't be said. He says he's delighted to have the chance to find out on camera about all the aspects of so-called political correctness. There's so much I really don't understand, like how the impeccable idea of let's all be kind to people has developed in some cases to absurdism. I'll let you know when it airs, because I'm definitely going to be looking for it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.